Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Right now is one of the most important times in the 26-year history of Joy. Times are tough financially, but that will never stop us from delivering powerful, meaningful, and uplifting radio for you. To get ready for the future, we're launching Joy Nation, and we need your support to do it. So help Joy by asking your workmates, your next-door neighbour, your mum, your dad, your siblings, and of course your friends. Go to joy.org.au and make a donation to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
This is Saturday Magazine.
And you're listening to Saturday Magazine with Macca and Tass.
Salvatore Malatesta is the owner and operator of Sonali, one of Melbourne's, well, coffee treasures. How are you, Sal?
G'day, Macca. Thanks for having me back. How you doing?
Oh, look, you know, it's an uneasy time, Sal, as we all know, and we've all had to change our lives in so many ways. We were joking earlier, you know, what's the first thing that's said in a Zoom meeting or something? Turn, you know, go off mute.
Yeah. You're still on mute, we can't hear you.
Or, you know, the dirty, shitty bookcase that's behind you. Change the books or put something better there, you know.
Yeah, no, I spent a lot of time orchestrating my background. I want to come across as gentle but strong, interesting but cheeky. So I spent a bit of time choreographing, Macca.
Oh.
Do you? Maybe I need to take a lesson out of your book.
Well, you know,
I've been Zooming all week and I'm Zoomed out, so I leave a few treasures for people with a good eye to detail, and if you know what I'm talking about, you can look for them next time you Zoom.
Yes. Oh, well, and look, you know, when you actually speak to Tass on Zoom, if he's actually sitting a bit higher in the chair, there's a set of horns on the wall.
Yeah, right. There is.
And if he's sitting in the right position, it looks like he's an alien.
There is. Well, they're reindeer horns.
Yeah.
They've been up on the wall there for a long time, but my partner keeps on taking them down.
Why?
Because he doesn't like those in the background while he's working. But look, lots of cheeky.
Tell him to get his own office.
He has got his own office. Lots of cheeky laughter and talk this morning. But Sal, really, you're at the coalface with all of this. You're a business operator. You run cafes. You're in hospitality. What impact has this virus had on you and your business?
Guys, I've thought about this, you know, from lockdown one, so from probably March 13th every day. And I want to say that I'm, you know, fortunate not to be a frontline medico, because I reckon those guys have the toughest gig, right? They're there in an active COVID-19 environment, and it takes a lot of courage to do that. So, but I think all the sort of frontline medico guys, respect to them, I don't know that I have the constitution to do that kind of work. So, but in terms of our industry, you can say there is no industry. So I think in terms of being completely shut on by the corona, I think it's probably airlines first and us next. So, you know, a lot of close friends in hospitality are ringing fairly regularly asking me, what's my next strategy? What am I doing? And we've all got pretty creative. A few of us have, you know, got delivery boxes sorted. We're on different e-commerce platforms. But, you know, the stuff we love doing, serving beautiful people, beautiful food in a beautiful environment, that's the stuff that's just been taken away. So I'm really sad about it, and I'm really sad about what it's doing to Melbourne, the Melbourne soul. But, you know, what can we do? It is what it is. And I think the best piece of advice is stay sane, stay fit, and, you know, just wait it out, I guess. We have to flatten that curve, right?
Because I think, Sal, you know, you said, you know, like the drinking of coffee and the eating of food and everything, that has changed, and you can only do so much with that. I'm interested, you know, not just through necessity, but you've, like many other businesses, you've reinvented yourself. You're doing all sorts of different things to keep people engaged, you know, in the workplace, to keep them in jobs. So, you know, sanitizers, masks, you know, what's next? So shower curtains? Are shower curtains next?
Well, actually, Macca, we you know, last time I was on your radio program, I told you about we rode the world's largest sanitizer wave. And this time we got there really early with making a super cool mask, and we've got a hemp and copper mask, which is really comfortable and easy to breathe, which I think is the thing you need with masks. If you can't wear them, they're just terrible. And we've got a brand that people trust, so when we put a mask on our e-commerce platform, people order them, right? So that's cool. And I went to the factory yesterday and I had 27 guys packing in dispatch, and it was just lovely to see these guys still smiling. We've got a couple of levers. So the cafes are, they're under threat. So we're dispatching masks and coffee, which are both essential to a nationwide audience.
Funny you say that, Sal, because one of the local cafes near where I live, I noticed that one of the cafe owners has switched to actually making masks, and she's turned the cafe into this sort of workroom. And you walk past, and there she is, smiling and waving at you as you walk past, making masks and selling them to customers. It's been lovely to see her sort of pivot to that. But clearly, that's not where we want to be. We want to be able to do exactly what you said: drink gorgeous coffee and eat lovely foods in beautiful environments and hang out with the people that we love.
Correct. I mean, look, guys, coffee guys are they're craft people, so we have the skills and we have the constitution and enthusiasm to craft. Therefore, shifting to making products is, for those who have those constitutions, is a natural pivot, right? So we make we're proud of our mask, like we're proud of our coffee, right? But I'd rather be selling coffee and food. That's what I love doing.
Of course. And that's what we love about you. And we love the coffee that you make.
Thank you.
We've had your coffee. You've delivered it on some of our outside broadcasts. I'm just going to change the subject a little bit because if you don't mind, Sal, just before we spoke to the boss of Ambulance Victoria, and we had a conversation about how long it takes to take off your PPE. And in fact, somebody called Gary has just sent me a text which provides the official government guidelines on taking off doff, as they call it. So it's donning and doffing. Donning means putting it on. Doffing means taking it off.
Like a hat.
So
isn't that something else people do?
We're not talking about docking. We're talking about doffing.
Oh, right.
God, you are bad. You're both bad this morning. So listen to this. You first of all take off your gloves. Then you perform hand sanitization. Then you take off your gown and you perform hand sanitization again. Then you take off your eyewear, sanitize again. Then you take off your mask and sanitize again. So that is 1, 2, 3, 4. You have to sanitize 4 times while you're taking off the gear. And in fact, in the reverse order that you and I thought about, Macca.
Okay.
How's that? And that's why it takes so long for our ambulance staff and healthcare workers to don and doff.
What's the question? What would I take off first?
Yeah.
Well, according to the official guidelines, you take off your gloves first, then your gown, then your eyewear, and then your mask, and you literally have to perform hand sanitization in between each of those movements.
Yeah.
It's extraordinary. Okay. Well, extraordinary.
And that's exactly what Sal would do. He's a clever man.
I was just thinking I always take my glove off first, Macca. Now, look, I reckon the hand sanitization, the bit they're missing in that, they need to end off with some moisturization. Because if you don't moisturize your hands after 4 hand sanitizers every couple of hours, you're not going to have much skin left, right?
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, I've noticed my own skin. I must sanitize 5 or 6 times a day, and it's getting pretty rough. I like my hands being nice and gentle.
And we've heard that.
No, I mean, it's just because when I'm sort of, I like moist, sort of soft hands, and now I'm stuck with sort of labourer's hands. I'm,
As opposed to clammy hands, I can't stand having clammy hands.
Oh, God, no clammy hands. If I shake someone's hands and they're clammy, I get... My radars go up.
I know, it's like shaking hands with a day-old piece of salmon.
And what about calluses on hands? How do we feel about calluses?
Not a big fan of those either. No. I like my hands smooth, and I like to imagine a set of hands massaging me, and I like those hands to be moist and soft and supple.
Now,
We're going to have a laugh. Come on,
it's great. We are. Yeah, no, you were right, Sal. And I did say to the team that having you at the very end of the show might risk us getting into a sort of finishing off on a dour note. But in fact, it's been quite the opposite. Thank you for returning a sense of humour in this really difficult time. I can't even imagine what impact it's having on your business and your income and, you know, your morale and all that sort of stuff. But thank you for taking some time out to share that with us and retaining a positive sense of outlook.
It's always a joy to be with you too. Good fun, love it. And I always walk away smiling. And I pictured Macca's face in his big smile. In fact, I got a photograph of Macca and I that I keep on my phone.
Oh.
So when I'm feeling a little bit down, I have a little look at it. Have a big smile. Macca, it's not that photo, it's the other
one. Oh, okay. No, I was going to say.
I did actually hear Brett Sutton say yesterday that he prefers to see people in the nude with
naked.
A mask on as opposed to no mask.
Yeah.
I mean, 100%.
Macca, please always keep your clothes on.
Okay. Now,
that should be a campaign.
That's right. We've got to go, Sal, but I want you to think about the next product you do. I reckon shower curtains.
Okay. I'll keep that in mind, Macca. Shower curtains it is. I'll be doing the collaboration. Call it the Macca.
Yeah, look. You know, shower curtains. Not everyone, a lot of people have doors, but shower curtains I think are good, you know.
Thank you, Sal. Have a great day. Enjoy the rest of your day. There's a bit of sunshine out there and I hope you get some of it.
Love you guys. Bye-bye.
Right, bye-bye.
Thank you.
Saturday Magazine is proudly sponsored by Velocity Rewards, the loyalty program of Virgin Australia.